Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. I like November. Okay, I feel like every month has gone by fast, but November I feel like is already almost over. Like what is happening?
Wait, is Thanksgiving this week? I'm like so
it's like literally
okay, it's 2 weeks,
I think, technically. But
yeah.
Like Andrew's family's coming out the Monday before, so they are basically coming out in a week for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah,
which I feel like makes it feel faster.
Yes, I'm actually having Thanksgiving on Friday. I forgot because my sister's coming randomly.
Oh, wait, this week or next week?
Yes, no, this week I'm having Thanksgiving. Okay. Because my sister's coming on Thursday and then staying till Sunday, but she's not coming back for Thanksgiving, so I am having Thanksgiving on Friday.
Oh my god. Okay, so yours is definitely early.
Yes, yes,
okay,
early. It is crazy. Dang. Though it's like getting it's like to the holiday season, and after that, I feel like everyone just shuts off, like, offline, and yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's so crazy, because, like, Thanksgiving, and then Black Friday, and then it's Christmas season, but then I feel like everyone already kind of started decorating and setting up already. But then, like, all the sales and whatnot, and then, like, the fact that I will most likely have a baby before Christmas
is just so crazy
to me, and, like, I, like, my brain is still, like, processing that. Like, it's still, like,
Oh, I can imagine.
Kind of shocking.
That's such a crazy concept.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like time is just, I feel like time flies faster towards the end of the year anyway, but especially being pregnant and, like, having your due date and all these things you have to get done. Like, we are doing our hospital tour this week, I think you just and they show you where everything is so that when it's time, you know where to go. So we have like our hospital tour this week, and then we are prepping.
Wow, that's so exciting.
A lot, yeah, for my mom to move in because she's moving out here. She's moving in with us, and her moving truck is coming with all her stuff on Friday after Thanksgiving. So, like, everything basically has to be ready to go for her so that by the time her stuff gets here, we can just move it in.
Yeah.
So, we have to, like, have all that stuff done. And then I think that's, like, the main things.
Yeah. Wow. So, that's it's like, a crazy. Lot to think about, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
So, yeah, lots of just that stuff going on. Lots almost done with the nursery. I just have to have a couple more shelves hung up so that I can put like the little decor stuff around, and then I think it'll be like,
oh my god, that's exciting. I can't wait to see it.
So yeah, and then did I you can get finally, the like half post it
the wall thing you were talking about?
Yeah, and it looks
Ooh, and it looks so good.
Yes, like I'm god, so glad we did it. It like completely changes the space, gives it more nursery vibes. So yeah, we just have to do the shelves, hang up a little more decor. I'm waiting on a couple Black Friday sales. Like I want to order some prints from Decennio. I don't know where else to order prints from. I feel like we've just been trained to order,
I know, literally
from Decennio, and they have like good stuff. So
yeah, they do.
Yeah, so finishing that and just trying to like do closet cleanouts and like sell clothes. I don't know, just all the last minute purging and nesting vibes. But I think once Thanksgiving is over, then it's like full on nesting mode, and honestly, anything could happen. So
yeah,
crazy.
Definitely. That is so crazy. Wow.
So crazy.
Year flew by.
No, I know. Like sometimes I feel like people are pregnant for a really long time, and I feel like mine went by really fast.
I feel like
I don't
know
if that's just me or my perception.
But yeah.
They say when you get pregnant and give birth in the same year, it goes by faster than if you get pregnant 1 year and then you're giving birth the next calendar year. Because, yeah. So that's where I'm at. it's definitely getting harder to do things for sure. And I feel like the biggest change has been the swelling. Like, my feet swell so bad. I've never experienced this in my life. And, like, yeah. Andrew will have to, like, rub my feet and, like, drain them a couple times a day because it's just, like, they get so puffy.
Like,
it's
only when you're walking around or even if you're not?
Like, walking or sitting upright. So I literally have to be horizontal or have my feet elevated for them not to be like that. But I'm still, like, up and about doing things. So it's just, like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
lay down all day, you know? So
I feel like that's the number one thing people say when they're pregnant, like, your swollen feet.
Yeah, and I feel like it just, like, doesn't hit, or, like, you just don't get it until it, like, happens to you and you're like,
yeah,
oh, yeah. I've never had this happen. So yeah, that's my update and what's kind of going on. Any updates with you?
My only update is, and I'm sure you guys have felt this too, but Mercury is in retrograde right now. I think it started on the 9th and it goes until, like, the 29th, I want to say.
It's a pretty long, like, time. Right?
I know. I feel like it's a long time. I honestly don't know how long it's usually retrograde, but I feel like this one has been so crazy because there's actually 5 or 6 planets in retrograde, not just Mercury. And I just feel like things are just, like, there's been little mistakes that have been happening for me. There's been miscommunications. There's been lots of, we were talking about how, like, randomly everything was canceled this week. Mm-hmm. Just random little things like that. Mercury is the planet of communication. So it's a lot. Usually you'll experience a lot of, like, things that revolve around communication just being very weird or flaky or not happening, or things with technology not working. Like, that's very much the energy right now, and I very much feel that. So I feel like sometimes just knowing that, it's like, oh, okay, this is why this is happening. Like, it's okay. Like, the energy is just chaotic right now. So if that's what you're feeling too, it's okay. Like, we're going to pass through this soon. But yeah, I feel like this week has been so weird, honestly. And I talked to other people and they say the exact same thing. So interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. But I don't even know what I did this week. It was raining and California's, like, freaking out, acting like a hurricane is here. So, but it's been fun. We stayed in. Yesterday I was actually supposed to go to a birthday party, and even that, like, the girl's like, don't worry about driving, and honestly didn't want to drive because I was supposed to go to my cousin's birthday party. It was like an hour and a half away, and I went to Pilates that morning and I hydroplaned twice, and then someone in front of me hydroplaned, and my mom said when she was driving someone hydroplaned literally across the lanes, and she said if she was even, like, a little bit closer she would have gotten hit. So that, like, really freaked us out. We were both supposed to drive separate and we were like, I don't think we should go. It's probably not a good idea. So we stayed home.
I feel like the roads in California are just so bad because they weren't built to handle rain. So, like, the rain doesn't drain off of them. So it's like the rain just sits on top of it. So it's like when it rains so much, it has nowhere to go. And then it's like, that's crazy too. Cause even if you're not the one hydroplaning, like, you could still get hit by someone hydroplaning, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's so scary. It's crazy. Yeah, it is scary. Just the roads in San Diego's, but, like, I'm sure LA, Southern California, like, when it rains, it's very much true, the stereotype of, like, no one knows how to drive, but it is, like, the roads aren't really built for that. There's random huge puddles in our neighborhood roads, and, like, when we're driving, I don't know, it's just so interesting. And did you see that? There's a video of La Jolla. There's, like, literally a waterfall on the road. Have you seen? It's so funny. The caption's, like, La Jolla Falls, like, our favorite body of water. If you're a San Diego girly, you'll get it. But
yes,
it's a little bit busier, I feel like, this week. Actually, I don't even know, but I have random appointments. But yeah, Mercury in retrograde, my only update.
Yeah.
Actually, I have an update going into my influence of the week.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, my influence of the week. I'm sure maybe you guys have seen Chanel Cruz 2526 going around social media, but literally the most beautiful, stunning pieces ever. Chanel just came out with truly the most stunning collection. The Chanel 25 bags are so beautiful. They have something for everyone, I feel like. Like, there's a leather Sherpa one. You've seen that one, right? It's like the black leather Sherpa one, and then suede, and then of course the really beautiful suede pink one. Yeah, really beautiful pink one. They also came out with like stunning new rain boots. Just the collection is amazing. And Alyssa like sent me something from this sorcerer girl. Are they called sorcerer? Yeah. What are they called? Source.
I don't know.
Sales. I don't know what sorcerers. I feel weird saying that, but she sources things. Okay.
Right.
And I did end up getting something, and I'm so excited. So once that is in my possession, I will tell you guys and do a video on it.
Oh,
but I'm
like
so excited.
Personal shopper or a styling concierge.
Okay, love that. That's a cuter name. Styling so
personal
concierge.
Shopper.
Love that. Yeah. This one is really good, but I was so excited. So that is my influence of the week. That collection is stunning, and I feel like Chanel just gets the pink. I didn't even see any other pinks, but I'm glad that they stuck with this.
It's like the right shade of pink too, not like...
Yeah, and all the things that are pink in the collection are that shade of pink, which is amazing. They even have a pink suede one, which is crazy, but yeah, that's my influence.
Cute.
What about you? What's your influence of the week?
My influence is just like, give me all the winter coats right now, which is just funny because like I in my head it's still fall. Like I don't think it's winter until December in my head. And also being pregnant, my body temperature is so high. I can't even wear cute fall sweaters right now. Like I literally walk around in like tank tops and little pajama shorts all day with the AC on 65. Like I am I'm just like so hot all the time. And so I'm like,
yeah,
can't wait to wear all my cute sweaters and my coats. If we even get there, I don't know. But like, I feel like so many brands
are pretty to look at.
They're so pretty to look at. And all these brands are dropping such good coats right now. Like, I feel like Zara is popping off.
Ooh, really? Okay, I haven't seen.
Oh my gosh. Fur coats, leather coats, like, I don't know, just so many good coats. And then same with Revolve, all their coats are coming out too.
I need
fur coats.
I'm like, I do not need more coats. Did you get that one you put on your story? I think it was from
Okay. Doocy, not yet. I'm like waiting for Black Friday sales and like crossing my fingers just to see, because I'm not in a rush and I don't need it right now. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be like responsible and good.
Yes.
So, but Revolve has such good coats out right now too. And even their like more affordable brands, like All the Ways or More to Come or Super Down have really good ones.
Okay.
And Helsa has a new drop coming out soon.
Ooh,
and I'm
gonna
spend my life savings on it, I think. Like, so good.
Is she teasing it?
I think they posted like every look, and I screenshot the ones that are like my favorites so that I can think about it and process before it drops so I can decide what I want to buy.
Okay.
I screenshotted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 outfits. I think I didn't screenshot like 3 of them. But they're so
cute.
Good.
She always has the cutest stuff.
Just like how they style it too, like the lounge and the coats and just the knits and the sweaters. There's these corduroy pants that are like cream. So cute. And like the scarves and the sweat sets. Like, I don't know, like Helsa just like is like truly might be one of my favorite brands because the cuts are so good. Like how it like hits you. I don't know. But so I gotta prep my bank account for that. So that's why I'm trying. Like,
when does it drop?
Too crazy. I think like November 24th. So, yeah, I gotta mentally prepare myself and get my shopping like mind ready and like prioritize. Like, what do I want? What do I not need? Want, you know? So. But yeah, so anyways, I just love winter coats in this time of year, but unfortunately I am so hot and I feel like it's still warm out when it's not raining and I can barely get into my sweaters. So
I know, luckily it's like colder this week. Our cold isn't even that cold. I think it's like high 60, like 60, 62.
Yeah. And then obviously I won't be traveling this winter, so it's not like I'm going anywhere with snow, so it's like, can't bring my coats anywhere. But that's okay. I love a good winter coat, so. But yeah, that's my influence. But okay, this week's episode, you guys, we thought could be helpful, even though we're already in Q4, just some more Q4 planning and holiday strategy and whatnot. I feel like brands are kind of in the full swing of things. And I feel like it's so interesting because I feel like some brands are so on top of it and like cast their holiday campaigns in like July. Or they do it like very sneaky where they'll cast it in July and then be like, oh, we're pushing the date back. Oh, we're pushing the date back. And then you post the campaign.
It's Black Friday.
Even though you like locked it in so long ago. So brands either do that or they're casting like super last minute right now because they may have found some extra budget or whatnot. So just some things to keep in mind. I feel like it's very broad when it comes to like if brands have budget available or not. Like it's like they definitely could to finish out the year, or they could be completely out of budget because they allocated it at the beginning of like Q4, if not before. So
Q4, can't believe we're here, but I mean, in general, this time of year, brands can have more budget, or they want to get rid of their yearly budget, like for the year, so their marketing budget or social budget doesn't go down the next year. So that's something to keep in mind when you're pitching campaigns or putting out your rates for campaigns, especially if you're self-managed. But yeah, brands are activating for Thanksgiving. I mean, that's coming up already, but you know what? Sometimes brands are so last minute. Like I've seen some campaigns recently where the deadline is like, we need content by this weekend and they sent it out on Sunday or Friday or Thursday. So sometimes brands are really crazy like that. But holiday season, obviously Black Friday, Christmas sales, New Year's Eve, even holiday
this
season.
This past week, I had a brand reach out about Boxing Day, which is a Canadian holiday for the day after Christmas. So like when you box everything up, basically. But like that email just came through this past week. I haven't heard back or anything.
What Boxing Day is.
Yeah, you're like boxing all your holiday stuff up and putting it away. But I think it's Canadian.
That is so funny. Okay.
But I think like in America, brands just take advantage of any type of holiday to have a sale and just like consumerism.
Yeah. Or like push something. Push so some like, sort of campaign.
So that's another possibility too. But yeah, I feel like brands have been very active these past couple weeks with even just events and holiday parties and whatnot. So
yeah, it's a fun time of year, but I feel like also this time of year can be kind of tricky because you're just inherently like you're just comparing yourself to other people and like what campaigns did they get or like why is not, you know. So if that is how you're feeling right now, it's normal, but also really try to avoid that and just take a different approach. Like brands are so every brand is so different and you never know what their budget is. Maybe they had a spot for like three girls. Maybe they had spots for a bunch, but I feel like the most important thing is to like not compare what your holiday season looks like to someone else. I feel like I think like my holiday season last year was super slow, but then right after it was popping. So you just never know what it's going to be like.
Yeah, I feel like same thing for me. Typically, like holiday is slower.
Yeah, I don't
even
I don't
know a lot of people just like talk about it like, oh my God, it's the busiest time of year.
It's the busiest
maybe it is for some people.
Yes.
And that's great. But like, it's okay if it's not for you. And honestly, like, take that time to enjoy yourself. And like, and like that you get to like spend time with friends and family and be home and you know what I mean? Just having that perspective on it. But yeah, the comparison game is definitely hard, but just some perspective for you guys. Like, I feel like usually for me, Christmas is slower. So,
Yeah, I think like on this podcast, probably 4 or 5 years ago, we used to be like, this is the busiest time of year. Get your emails out now or you're going to lose it. Like, you know, yeah. And it's just funny how times kind of change and evolve. But I feel like what I would do if you are pitching right now, if you're trying to come up with a strategy, reach out to brands you've worked with for the past year. And you can just send a quick email, say something like, I've loved working together this year, would love to continue our partnership into the holiday season and share it with my audience if there are, or actually, no, audience, period. Are there any holiday campaigns that align this time of year or that coming up that align with my style or something? Like, ask a question. That's my biggest piece of advice when sending your emails. I never tried to say, let me know if there are any holiday campaigns coming up. No, because they're just going to be like, we'll keep you in mind. But if you're like, are there any? You want a yes or no? I feel like that's a good little piece of advice. But yeah, I think it's good to reach out to the brands you've worked with. They obviously know how you work. You can send over some links, do the whole thing, send a concept with links that I always like to do. If I'm pitching something specific, I'll send them links to videos or photos in the similar, like if I'm pitching a mood board, videos or photos that correlate to that mood board that did really well, I'll send them those links so they can kind of see the vision come to life. Send that and like a mood board, you could create one. I love doing that. There's so many things you could be pitching if you are self-managed, but also letting your manager kind of know these things too. If you do have a manager, I always like to send, when I was with management, I like to send links that I'd want her to pitch to specific hair brands, active brands, makeup brands, skincare. So I kind of like to make sure throughout the year, I have that in mind. I'm making videos for all those criteria's genre, so they can go out to those types of brands and I can have visual evidence and example links to collabs or campaigns that I'm trying to pitch. So you can do that.
I feel like brands love kind of an integrated organic moment too, where it's where you mention other brands in videos, so it's not just like a fully dedicated post, because then it comes off as like less, like not being such an ad per se. Yeah, so I feel like I love, if you're doing like gift guides, like I think brands love being included in gift guides. So that's a pitching opportunity. If you have gift guides going out this year, or if you're just hosting any type of party or event, or even just decorating your home and like record yourself setting up all your decor and like doing that transition, because then brands can visualize themselves in that content as well. So many content opportunities for the upcoming holidays. And then even if they're booked for Christmas and whatnot, I feel like you can always ask about New Year's. Like, it's not never too early to do that. So yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. And the only kind of annoying thing I feel like about it is that you have to start posting holiday like November 1st. Like, I feel like I started seeing people posting their Christmas trees and like decor literally November 1st. But obviously they're trying to show brands like, hey, I'm posting holiday content now, like I can do holiday campaigns and whatnot. So yeah,
I feel like it's a good time. If you haven't already, I feel like it's a good time to start posting holiday. I think it's doing really well. I feel like people are saving it and brands are seeing it. I've posted some holiday dresses already. And I feel like, once again, post it organically. It doesn't have to be an ad for you to post this type of content. Like, you're kind of just building your portfolio with your account. So you do want to be strategic with the content that you create and put out there, especially this time of year. And I think it's smart to always have it in the back of your head. Like, this is also for brands to see, not only my audience, but like, you know, you want to be able to send your content to brands and show them what kind of content you create. Also, with that said, we talked about this a little bit in the last episode, but I would also practice your videos talking. It seems like brands are really going that route. Like, brands really like to see that on your profile. So if you haven't like done something talking, like just having something on your profile talking, mm-hmm. I think it shows your personality a little bit more and like what you sound like and a better connection in that sort of way. Yeah, and it'll like definitely. Solidify your audience, like where your audience is coming from.
I think, yeah, and I think some brands are specifically looking for creators who are talking to the camera. Mm-hmm. Like my manager has told me that, and she literally said one of the campaigns that I got was because I had posted a talking okay. video. Such so that was feedback. Like really good feedback. Yeah, like I think I was like posted my jewelry tour that I like filmed while okay. I was in New York. And I had just recently posted that because, yeah, girl is short on content. And I was like, I got to post something. So
yeah.
I was like, this is a great opportunity. So I posted it. And then I think we had already like kind of submitted interest for the campaign. But then they got back and she was like, yeah, they said they picked you because of your talking to camera videos. So I was like,
love that. Oh, okay.
Perfect. See, so I like... just posting yeah. that one that I wasn't really, I mean, I was going to eventually, but wasn't really planning on it kind of led to that. So I feel like that can hopefully help you guys too. Mm-hmm. And obviously again, the jewelry one was like not sponsored or anything. And it just gives you good practice and like how you sound and how like you want to look in your videos. And I feel like what I like to do is I creators who do talk to the camera, I like to save their videos or just kind of like, honestly, kind of analyze how they do it, because I feel like there mm-hmm. is kind of an art to speaking to camera. Yeah. And there are just some creators who I feel like do it so well, and they're kind of like my inspo. So I like to watch, like, how are they editing? How are they cutting it? How are they talking? Like, what's the tone? What mm-hmm. are they wearing? Like, what's the background? Like, really just, like, analyze the video. And then try to take the parts and pieces that I like and kind of incorporate that into my video and mm-hmm. how I do that. So if you don't know where to start, I feel like that's kind of a good way to do it. And then if you really don't want to post it on your feed, you can always post it on trial reels and see True. How it goes. But yeah, I think that definitely is what brands are kind of looking for at the yeah. moment. So
yeah, and I feel like you don't even have to worry. Yes, okay, I know what you're thinking, okay, but what if it doesn't do well? Yeah, that could be a factor, but I think honestly yeah. it's better to just put it out there and mm-hmm. have that on your page, because I think your first few videos aren't gonna do well if your audience isn't used to it, but you want them to get used to it, so you want to just like yes. keep posting and keep sticking with it, because then it just becomes part of your content and what your audience can expect. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Well, and also too, if the brand is going to boost it anyway, I don't think they care too heavily
yeah.
about the engagement if they're already like asking to boost it or asking for your ad codes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that could give you peace of mind too when
yeah.
talking. But yeah, I think honestly, I feel like I've personally watched accounts go from like not talking, and then they started talking and the engagement was not good, and then just a couple months later, like now they're talking videos,
it does really well,
so well. So yeah, it does take time, and it might not be something that happens overnight, but I think in terms of just the creator economy and brands in general, they do like that personal touch.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it builds weirdly. I mean, not weirdly. I mean, you are talking to the camera. I think it builds more of a trust
mm-hmm.
in a certain way, and more of like a connection, I would say, because it's not just like a trending audio. I don't know. I feel more connected to creators when I'm yeah. consuming content. Like when I think about it, when I'm scrolling on TikTok, like there are certain people like I want to hear what they have to say. So just kind of working toward that, if that's your goal. I think that's a really good goal to start now into mm-hmm. the next year, because I think brands definitely are looking for that. So
mm-hmm.
create that content now, with especially the brands you want to work with in mind.
Yeah. And I think too, another note is maybe if you kind of started a little late this year, or maybe you don't have a ton lined up, I think another really good strategy going into next year is like sitting down with yourself, with your manager, mm-hmm. with your assistant, whoever, and like really doing kind of like a bigger plan of the year and like kind of go month by month and be mm-hmm. like, okay, like next year for holiday, this is kind of what I want my strategy to be. So I want to start doing XXX in November or October to yeah. really kind of start getting that content ready to go. And then maybe if you don't have a ton of campaigns or any campaigns this holiday season, write down all the campaigns that you see people doing with the brands. Like write the brands down that you really love, that you want to work with, so that next year you have that go-to list of like, oh, I need to create some organic content right now. Like mm-hmm. who should I feature? Like what brands should I use? Because I feel like for me, I get very overwhelmed because I'm like, I feel like I have so many brands I want to share all the time. Yeah. And it's really hard to narrow it down. But then if I sit down and think and I'm like, okay, broad picture, like who would I love a long-term partnership with? Or like what brand is like a dream brand to work with? Oh, okay. I'm going to use their hair products, or I'm going to try to tag them in stories, or like, oh, mm-hmm. they gave me gifting. I'm going to use their product and tag them, whatever. So I think if you can kind of plan like from a broader picture, it helps you kind of narrow down and be a little more organized, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So really just taking the opportunity this holiday season, if it is slow, to just use it as a time to productively consume and just take notes. Mm-hmm. Note which brands are running big campaigns or if any of your dream brands are, and then write them down so that next year you can start to work on organically building the relationship, mm-hmm. so that hopefully by the time holiday comes back around, you've already shared a lot of pieces of content organically and it's a seamless fit for the brand.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Of course, like make sure you actually like the product. Like it's not mm-hmm. going to work if you don't actually like the product and you're not genuine in what you're talking about and what you're reviewing. I really try to pay attention to that with like the stuff I'm using. Yeah. So always making sure of that, of course. But yeah, I mean, brands always love when it's a super organic partnership. And especially if you've supported them in the past, tagged them in the past, like you're only increasing your chances of working with them in the future. But I think that's kind of all of our tips on creating content this time of year, right? Do you have anything else you want to add in?
I think that's pretty much it. Is like, I feel like overall brands are constantly casting for campaigns and it, you know, is a little late, but it never hurts to ask. And the worst thing they're going to say is no, or they're booked or whatever.
Yeah, their budget.
So it's just like staying on top of that and creating organic content all year round to be able to send to them during these times. And yeah, there's just a lot of opportunity. And you could also take this time now too, if you don't have partnerships, to create this holiday content so that next year you have content ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, and if you pitch a brand right now, I think there's no harm even if you feel like you're late, because there has mm-hmm. been a brand that I pitched recently and they still responded and were super sweet. Like they did have the rest of the year booked and then they said would love to connect Q1. Let's mm-hmm. keep in touch. So I feel like I'm already kind of have that in mind. So I feel like you could even just start planning Q1. If the budget is full, bring up Q1, stay in touch, and like you'll be able to start off the year with mm-hmm. that brand, hopefully. But yeah. Also with pitching, this is a good time to increase your rates. And testing, I feel like it's also a good time to test out where you want your rate to be. I think it's very normal to send a higher rate than your usual, of course, this time of year. So seeing how brands react to that increased rate, and maybe that'll be your indicator for a higher rate going into next year. But I mean, in general, this time of year, brands usually have a higher spend for holiday campaigns. So they are usually willing to spend more, but you can keep it for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like little things you can definitely upcharge for, like quick turnaround times. We were just talking about that. Sometimes when they book you really last minute, you will have a really quick turnaround time, like in the matter of like 3 days.
A rush fee.
Yeah, rush free, quick turnaround time. Like it's a busy time of year. So there's no harm in doing that.
I think too is like you want to be super careful with contracts during this time of year, because this has happened to me twice this past week, I think, where brands are like, they act like they're in such a rush. They need your response within 24 hours, and then they're sending over contracts, and like maybe what they initially had pitched you is different than the contract that they send over. So I had a brand be like, oh, what is your rate for these deliverables? You know, usage this many days, whatever. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, great. And then they send the contract. And then in the contract was perpetual usage. And I was like,
didn't know we were still doing that. I was
like, oh, so interesting. I was like, hey, I noticed that perpetual usage was listed in the contract you sent over that wasn't mentioned in our original conversations. Are we able to either like remove that completely or change it to 3 months or increase the fee and kind of give the brand the option? Like, what do they want to do? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So just like approach it that way. And they're like, oh, no worries. Like, we adjusted that to 120 days or whatever. But I'm like, if I wasn't paying attention and I just filled it out, assuming that
signed away.
Yeah. Assuming that like what we talked about was just what the contract was going to be. I feel like, and like, maybe they didn't mean to do it. I don't know. It's giving sneaky, but
yeah,
it's always just better to be careful. So make sure you're reading over your contracts very thoroughly. And then another thing that happened was this brand reached out for gifting, and it was a product that I was interested in. So I was like, yeah, I'd love to receive and try out this product, whatever. And they were like, okay, great. In exchange for this gifting set, we'd love to see a reel and stories from you. And I was like,
oh,
okay. Like, and I said like, hey, like, thanks for the information, like that, like the deliverables weren't communicated in our original email, like, especially during the holiday season. I do have rates for required posting, like happy to share organically if it's a good fit on stories. But you know, if there's going to be a required posting, then I do have rates. And they're like, oh, we understand the holidays were busy, blah, blah, blah. Like, and they kept trying to push it. And I was just like, I'm just kindly going to have to pass at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, the holidays are so busy. And it just like really bothers me when brands do it. Cause I'm like, do they just not get it and they don't know? Like, is it a newer brand or are they just really like trying to push for that content?
Yeah. Or maybe it's like the agency who's trying to push and then they look really good doing it when they get free content.
Right.
Something like that. I'm not sure. So, but it is
just be
industry standard. Like,
yeah.
Accept that.
Just be aware, because I feel like, again, Mercury in retrograde, but it happened to me twice this past week. And I was just kind of like, is going on? Like, good thing I'm like double checking over here or like questioning things. Like, don't ever rush into a contract that you don't feel comfortable with. And like, you are always allowed to ask questions or make edits to contracts. So just remember that.
Yeah, just remember that. And also, speaking of emailing brands in general, I have, don't know what it is this week as well. Actually, I do. It's Mercury retrograde, but it is so funny. This happened like 3 times this week where a brand will send an email. And obviously, these brands are like kind of sketchy brands. But like, the girlies are pressing reply all. And like,
oh my God.
I am just seeing what you guys are saying to these brands. Like, it's like, I don't know what it is. And I, sometimes it is sneaky where it doesn't even look like you can't see all the people on the email. And I don't know how or why, but these girls, like, I'm getting their response. And I don't fully know how to not do this, but I have been just taking extra careful. I don't think the legit brands are doing this, but like, sometimes you don't know if it's a legit brand. But if I'm not super sure, but I want more information, like, I will click replied. And if there's not more than like one person on the chain, like, don't click reply all. I feel like that must be what it is. Just click reply. And then sometimes I'll like take out, I'll literally delete the email and then I'll copy and paste back the email into the little email bar just to make sure it's like not going anywhere weird. But I have seen a lot of girls' rates recently and I'm just like, this is so interesting. Like, you guys don't know you're sending this out to everyone. But yeah, Just a little side note. Just
double check
reply.
Your reply.
Double check.
All, yeah.
Yeah.
This happened to me one time a while ago, but I think that the agency representing a girl thought I was part of the brand team, even though my email does not have the @brandname.com or whatever. But it was it was like the brand. It was like two girls from the brand, me, and then the creator and the creator's agent. And I was just like somehow
in
this chain.
Oh my god, that is so funny. So you saw the whole like negotiation.
The whole conversation, the whole thing. Like I was like, wow. I don't understand why I'm being included in this. But like, I don't, can you even remove yourself? I do not know.
I don't think so. I don't think you
can
remove
yourself.
And I'm
just like,
yourself.
I don't, why would they think? I'm sure the creators team thought I was on the brand team and the brand team thought I was like on the creators team.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was just, after that experience, I always double check the reply all, like who's it going to or whatever, or like just reply if there's like a bunch of creators listed, like 20 plus emails listed,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It's so, just weird. But just keep your eye out for that. But like we were saying, whitelisting and ad boosting, making mm-hmm. sure you're charging extra for that, and exclusivity this time of year. I feel like brands love to do the exclusivity because there's a lot of brands trying to activate right now, and there's like a lot of competing brands. I think it's just funny when they put this up because I feel like a good trustworthy person who cares about their brand we're not gonna like post two things back to back. That looks bad,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
But it is nice sometimes when they have this because like you can charge more absolutely for it, but just making sure the exclusivity they're asking for isn't like, oh, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, because you
crazy.
Could be missing out on a lot of money potentially if you have other brands in your inbox. I think nail brands do this a lot. I remember seeing that with nail brands, and there was another genre I was gonna say, but I can't fully remember it. You just want to look out for the exclusivity control fine. Honestly, I think you can just put a whole contract now into ChatGPT and ask what you should look out for. I have done that.
Yeah. I have too.
I've done that. But Josh just told me now that chat doesn't do anything legal related. Like they're starting to say that they can't help with like legal or health issues, which honestly they shouldn't.
Smart.
But yeah. But it is nice when you have like something
I
random like that.
Yeah, I feel like you can definitely like copy and paste a paragraph into ChatGPT if you don't understand something and be like, break this down for me.
Yeah.
What does this mean? Like, mm-hmm. is there anything, I should be, but like not technically.
Are there any red flags in this contract?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you mentioned this with the exclusivity, but just making sure the category is like very, very specific and not broad at all. So like if you're doing a makeup brand, like say you're doing a blush campaign and they're saying like you cannot work with these other brands, period. Like that's crazy. It should be like blushes from our competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And then just making sure the timeline on those is like 48 hours, maybe 3 days before and after, but nothing crazy, after that basically.
Especially this time of year, because I feel like brands want to go live kind of near each other, like obviously Black Friday, like a week before, a week after, so it could really have you losing out on like big deals if mm-hmm. you're not careful with that. And I feel like that's kind of easy to look past. So
And then the other side of that too, just make sure you're double checking your calendars, and when you do have exclusivities mm-hmm. and due dates, that you're writing them down so you don't accidentally have a crossover with something that's not supposed to be crossed over, and that all the timelines are aligned, because can get kind of sticky and awkward if you accidentally mess up something. And I'm sure brands are pretty understanding, so if you like accidentally mess up, it is way better to over communicate that with them and be like, hey, I messed up this date, I'm so sorry, can we push our posting date mm-hmm. back a day or two? Like I feel like most of the time the brands are okay with that, as long as they're not promoting a super specific sale. But I feel like all the sales in general are pretty long. Like they're,
yeah,
like the whole month of November through like a week after Thanksgiving, basically. Like I feel like the sales are just ongoing. But just even if you do mess up, just communicate that and apologize. And I think the brands, that brands are willing to find a solution. It's better than like just post and hope no one notices, because I feel like they do notice, they're watching.
Yeah, and there you can like really get into some legal,
and then the worst trouble. Thing is when they make you delete it and you have you repost it again, and like obviously if it's your fault then like you kind of have to, but yeah, that's really really sucks ever. So yeah, you just like want to avoid that, I feel like. So
yeah, I try to, if I know it's like a busy season coming up where I have a lot of posts going live on a certain week, like I always try to put it in my Google Calendar, because that's like an easy place for me to look at everything. So you could always do that. But also, I think last thing on like the emails with the brands and everything, just don't be afraid to continue following up. Like this time of year is so busy, and you can imagine how many girls are pitching and sending emails to these brands. Like they're, I can't even imagine what their inboxes look like. So
yeah,
don't be afraid to stay on top of their inbox. Like you want to be top of mind, and they probably wouldn't even notice if you keep sending emails, slash they might be appreciative if you're sending a lot of emails, because then they'll actually get to you. But I mean, obviously don't be like crazy and send like 3 follow-ups in a span of like 3 days. I think you could send a follow-up like every other day, or maybe like twice in a week. I don't know, but you don't have to feel afraid. Like just keep doing it, because if you're not doing it, someone else is. And I guarantee you that.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, I mean, imagine how crazy it is for you. Like these brands are just on a whole other level. And then with that too, just make sure when you are working with brands and you did secure that campaign, like just make sure you're staying on top of it. You're submitting by your deadlines, if not earlier, like following the briefs, like just be that creator that is so easy to work with, that brands are just like, we love her content. She turns it in on time, if not early. Like you want to be that girl, because I feel like when they have their next campaign, they're going to remember that and be like, oh, this girl was so easy to work with. Like her content was so good. And like she submitted everything on time, blah, 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 versus the girl who's like, we had to keep following up with her. And like, you know, her content was late by 4 days. And like, if it's an agency, then that agency has to like explain it to the brand. And like, it's a whole thing. So it's just like, just try to be on time, if not early, with your content.
Yeah,
because brands really really appreciate that during this busy time, and they don't like, their inbox is getting flooded because they're having to chase girls down, and it's like you don't want that to be you.
And also if you are working with management, making sure your manager is on top of it, because I have been at events like talking to the brand reps, and like they'll say they hate working with certain managers or certain agencies because they're so behind on invoices, sending content and asking for briefs, or like just doing certain things. And so like if you're part of that, obviously they're not going to want to work with your manager or you. So also staying on top of your management in that sense. I really do think brands want to repeat working with girls even more when those kinds of little things are super easy on their end. So yeah, that's a good tip. But yeah, tracking your calendar, don't compare yourself to others. Once again, it can be busy for some girls, can be slow for others, doesn't mean literally anything about you or your content. I think that's like, I need to say that a million times. Like it does not mean your content sucks. Like just don't think about it too much. And yeah, like we said, don't overbook yourself. You want to enjoy the holidays and be present for sure.
Yeah, I feel like the right campaigns will find you. What's aligned is gonna come to you and your inbox. And I think that's just a really good way to look at it, because it can be frustrating when you're like, oh, why did she get that campaign and I didn't? Or like, I pitched that brand, I've been tagging them, I did this, like, blah, blah, blah. There could be just so many factors you have no idea. Yeah. Like, if it's an agency, like, running the campaign, maybe the brand was the one who provided the list. Like, there's just so many things on the back end that you just, that go into it. So it's just like, it is what it is. And if it's meant to be, like, I feel like I just try to find my, I try to, like, not compare myself, especially when, like, for example, this campaign came in and it was like, oh, like, we'd love for you to apply to this, we think it'd be a good fit, and then you, like, never hear back. Mm-hmm. And then, like, during the week you see four different girls post that campaign and you're like, mm-hmm. oh, so that's who they went with. Oh, like, why didn't they pick me? Like, I wonder what, whatever. But it, like, could literally be, like, geographical location. Like, the brand could just be, just like, really targeting a specific area, and if you're just not in that area, like, there's nothing, you can't control that. So it's like, it's so out of your control, or like, I don't know. So just remember those things, I think, especially during this time of year. And I think it's just a good reminder as well, like you said, slow down, don't overbook yourself, truly, like, enjoy the holidays. And if the brands don't have budgets left for holiday, like, at least you're getting yourself out there for the start of Q1.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have, like, a really good Q1 start.
I think. So, and these are reminders for us as well. Like,
yeah,
we have to remind ourselves this every year. We're in it too. So we're all in this together, girlies.
Yeah. And it's like, again, you think you're going to, you hit this certain amount of following and then, like, all these things are going to happen to you, or like, all these things are just going to fall into your lap, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's okay. So it's just like, keep, like, being authentic to you, create content that you love, make sure to incorporate some talking videos, and just tagging brands organically, and really taking this time to just kind of, I feel like I like to just observe and see who's running campaigns and then save it for ideas of just brands I know that work with creators, and then you can pitch them in all the quarters of next year for different events, holidays, whatever, not like Christmas time. Really, like, take it as a kind of like a business development kind of strategy session, almost, if you have the time. So,
yeah.
Good point. But I feel like that's pretty much it for Q4 and just holiday strategy, how to approach it, and just kind of things you can be doing now, whether you're really busy or if you're not super busy, and just how to set yourself up for success starting for Q1 next year. But do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Marcella. Her Instagram handle is MARCELLASANTOS, Marcella Santos. She shared our episode on her story, and we always, always, always appreciate seeing that. It's so sweet. And she is one of the supportive queens in the comments. Like, she's one of the girls that we've talked about before. Like, we know, we see the supportive girls. Like, I remember you. Okay. And she's one of them. So, she's super cute, has a really dreamy aesthetic, and just has a really cute little family. So shout out to Marcella. We appreciate you.
Yes, we love that. We love talking with you guys in the DMs and the stories, and obviously appreciate the shares always. Mm-hmm. So yes, thank you guys so much. We hope you have an amazing week this week. And yeah, go get it. Get that hustle. And if you don't have anything coming in,
get the hustle or have totally, a slow, slow Q4. Either way,
enjoy yourself.
Doesn't, like, say anything about you.
Yeah, just do what you feel is best aligned with you during the holiday season. Because I feel like sometimes the holiday season is really stressful for people, whether it's, like, family related. Maybe you're not near your family during the holidays and you can't go home, and you're just like, it's a really stressful time, and, like, campaigns aren't aligned, and that's okay. You know? Yeah. So it's just like, everyone's situation is different. And again, we all know this, but social media is a highlight reel. So don't compare your okay moments to people's best moments only. So we love you guys. Totally. Hope you have an amazing week, and we will chat in our next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.